Today, it was announced that Australia could be hosting the 2023 Women's FIFA World Cup. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull and Football Federation Australia Chair Stephen Lowy were among those who expressed their ambition and support for the million-dollar bid. However, while it is a strong first step, many believe there is still a lot of work to be done for women's professional football in Australia. Chris Jansen has the report.
The Australian Federal Government has today announced that they will officially back Football Federation Australia's bid to host the 2023 FIFA Women's World Cup. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull made the declaration of support in Canberra.
And I'm excited to announce that the government will be backing the FFA's bid for Australia to host the 2023 Women's World Cup. And this bid will help us increase the exposure of women's football in Australia. It will raise its profile even more.
The government has agreed to provide initial funding worth $1 million, with a further $4 million to be made available if it appears that the bid will be successful. Mr Turnbull says the opportunity would inspire future generations of female football players.
A Women's World Cup hosted in our backyard would inspire a new generation of women and girls right across Australia. It continues our government's commitment to promote female participation in sport, and so today we celebrate the achievements of our women's football stars and we kick off the campaign for Australia to host the 2023 Women's World Cup.
And he's also excited for the possibility for Australia's national women's team, the Matildas, to represent their country in front of a home audience.
The Matildas are leaders on the international stage and they are wonderful role models in our community. And wouldn't it be fantastic to have the Matildas contesting a Women's World Cup on home soil here in Australia?
Other countries expected to make a bid include Japan, Colombia, New Zealand and Thailand. But given the success of the 2015 Asian Cup, Australia is in with a good chance of winning hosting rights. The Matildas, who are currently ranked 8th in the world, would gain automatic qualification to the event if this were the case. However, Dr. Johanna Adrianza, an associate professor at the University of Technology Sydney, who specialises in women's sport and gender equality, says while the bid sends a good message, the cautious amount of funding is upsetting.
First and foremost, I think it's a very positive move that the federal government has put their support behind. But I notice also that this cautious approach, I think that is a little disappointing. But on the other hand, if we win that bid, I think it will be a tremendous, exciting time for women's soccer here in Australia.
Dr. Adrianza believes it is important for the FFA to build on the interest that such a potential event could provide.
During the event, indeed, you will have a lot of interest. There is no doubt about it. And I think that the Australian public will go right behind it. But if that momentum remains and if they can build on that, that really depends what kind of strategies FFA develops to keep promoting women's football.
Government support for the bid comes as a welcome bonus given the ongoing discussions surrounding wage gap issues for professional female footballers. Dr. Adrianza again.
And there is a big pay gap between the men and the women's football, and that needs to be closed, or at least it needs to be made much narrower. For that will also send a signal to the general public that you can actually make a career out of playing.
A recent report by Professional Footballers Australia outlined that 85% of players in the Australian National Women's Competition, the W League, earned less than $5,000 a season. Dr. Adrianza believes this is simply not good enough and it will ultimately hurt the quality of the W League.
That is very poor, and that is also, it is unfair and unreasonable. For that really shows that there is no career path for women who want to pursue football at the national or international level. Because it's so poorly paid, it means that then those women, they need to hold another job to support themselves. And that means that they have less time that they can devote to training. And that means that will have an impact on the standard of play as well.
She also believes that any argument against fairer pay for female footballers is unwarranted.
Some people, they argue that women should be paid less than men because they don't draw the crowds, the sponsorship, the media to their games. There is less interest. But I feel that is a weak argument, a very weak argument, because if you don't get that visibility, how can you attract the interest? If there is less exposure, then immediately it creates less interest as well.
All countries bidding for the 2023 FIFA Women's World Cup must do so by 2018, with the winner expected to be announced early the following year.
Chris Jansen, ending that report.